Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, where do we go next? You don't have World Cup fever yet, Scott.
Not
can't
yet.
Do anything to do it.
No, not yet.
What about the excitement, man? Come on.
2-0 United States! There's the final whistle. Seattle, we're coming back. Monday night in the round of 16. The United States, despite being down a man for half an hour, has beaten Bosnia and Herzegovina and has moved on to the next round of the World Cup.
And that's their theme right there. Everybody loves John Denver.
This is the resurgence of John Denver is really interesting here.
It is.
I mean, why that song? I don't know.
Because everybody loves it.
Well, I'm not saying everybody doesn't love it, but it's just...
It harkens back to a more innocent time where everything was good.
Where
nobody, or at least we thought it was.
Nobody played soccer.
I admit, I forgot it was on last night.
I did too. I mean, I was at dinner with somebody who was following the game fairly closely, though.
Yeah. But if I remember, and I'm sure I will next time, I'll tune it in. I've done that before when you have someone that you're actually rooting for and it, you know, starts to gain more enthusiasm.
This is interesting that you would do that because you're the type of person that finds baseball games too long and boring.
Yeah, I'm not saying I would sit and watch a whole game. I don't think that's possible. But I would like tune in to see what was going on.
Two to one games.
I mean, I'm not a huge hockey guy, but if it's like third period in the playoffs, even two teams I have no idea, the last 5 minutes in a tie game, like in a game seven, it's insane.
A little wild, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. It's, you know, fun to watch. And, you know, you do get caught up in the USA pride.
I agree with that part. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you going to watch any of it, David?
No, not really. I'm just not very interested in soccer.
Did you play soccer?
No.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
Yeah, just football for you.
Yeah.
A little bit of baseball until I realized baseball hates me.
Yeah.
You knew at a young age, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are people in this country that hate the country. How's that for a transition?
Well, there are, yep.
Boy, Matt Taibbi. He's had an interesting career.
He really
been
has.
On the left.
I like him.
Independent now. Used to be with Rolling Stone.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about, like, following Bernie Sanders around years ago, and that this new crop of Democratic socialists, not like Bernie Sanders. I thought that was pretty interesting.
No,
like,
not.
Bernie was more like a classic sort of Democrat with some socialist crap thrown in, but these people are like the real nut jobs.
No, they don't hide from it either. It's right out there. We are. That's exactly who they are.
Yes. And he was talking about doing the book in Baltimore years ago, talking about, you know, different neighborhoods that where you had people that hated the police, but also people that loved the police because the criminals were, you know, out of control. And these new Democratic socialists, they don't understand that. And this is him actually talking about it. Roll it.
Very anti-police in the projects, but there are also people who are very frightened and see crime as a bigger problem. It's only people who live, who go to, you know, elite universities and live in very rich neighborhoods and don't spend time in those places who think that police abolition is this idea that's going to be universally embraced by the poor, or prison abolition for that matter. They just have no real life experience, and that is very typical of this type of person.
Yeah. And he knows him.
Well, that lady who just won in Colorado, I mean, she was basically a professional student. She, you know, was a lawyer for like a year, then got fired over some op-ed that she wrote about how bad the lawyers were or whatever it was. And then she's been an activist. The mayor of Seattle is in her 40s and still lives off her parents' dime. These are people who do not have any semblance of a typical life experience. Zoran Mamdani is a rich kid
Yes, he is.
You know, one thing
rich
I can,
kid.
I can
well, say. That Avelia Chevalier, yeah. That yeah. woman in New York. In that piece, talking about a total poster child for American education, as there is, she's 32 and has never not been in school.
Yes. She's 7 years into a PhD program. 7 years.
Yes. More than 14 years of post-secondary education.
Oh, my gosh.
It's wild to me.
Well, when you don't have to make a living, you don't.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you know, when you can just hide in school your entire life. I mean,
but how are you making the world a better place at all just being in school all that time with what, I mean, and what is your future? To be a communist?
Yeah.
Take somebody else's hard-earned money?
Well, I mean, it is actually just living very much like Karl Marx. Karl Marx was a useless person.
It's one thing I have noticed about this, though, that I think is interesting, and maybe I'm wrong about this, maybe I just missed it, but these people, the communists and the socialists that are running, don't talk about Trump.
That is a smart thing.
But it's funny. Everybody else in that party runs against Trump.
They mention it, but that's not the main thing.
That's not why they're there, though.
But yeah.
That's what I was getting at last week when I said, listen, man, you can say they're nuts, and I agree with you, but what sets them apart for a lot of Democrat voters is that they are actually talking about things.
Something other than Donald Trump. Yeah, I agree with you. It is interesting because it's been teed up several times, and they've got their own deal. They got the blinders on. This is what we will do.
Well, and right now it's about taking down the Democrat Party.
Right. Exactly. But I've heard from other people that, you know, the Democrats have no vision, no mission.
They don't.
Other than destroy Trump.
That is true.
That's it. That's why here's your reason to vote for us. We hate Trump. That's end Jews. That they have in common with the socialists.
Yes. So you've got this group of people, the younger, that feel like, oh, I can't afford anything.
Yes.
I can't get a job.
Right.
And then you have the rich white liberals that basically have been captured that don't have to live in these neighborhoods. Like, yeah, well, we want to be good people, I guess.
Yeah.
Want to feel better about ourselves.
They feel guilty because they have money.
Yeah. We're certainly not going to go to church or do anything like that.
No.
Give up the lifestyle.
Not
but,
religion.
Yeah, but we can support this stuff and, you know. Make posts on X to, well, I'm sorry, not X. What is it? Blue Sky?
Blue Sky, yes.
Get to feel better about ourselves. Okay. Whatever. What is it? David, you had a thing. Was this a poll? Most voters think that whole party's way too far left?
Yeah, this was from the failing New York Times, battleground states right now. So we're looking at Alaska, Iowa, Maine, North Carolina, Ohio, and Texas. When you look at the question, do you think the Democratic Party is too far to the left, too far to the right, too far to the right, not too far either way? Alaska, 57% of voters say too far to the left. Iowa, 57% say it's too far to the left. Maine, 47%. North Carolina, 52%. 52% for Ohio, 53% for Texas. Most people in all of these states say, yeah, the Democrat Party has gone too far to the left. And I mean, like, take the Texas race, for example. James Tallarico is a nut.
Yes.
And, I mean, this guy...
In his own words.
In his own words. I mean, this is him talking about a bill that banned doing the old, you know, child sex changes.
Okay.
And how it...
I think if I'm thinking through the three most dangerous LGBTQ attack bills that made it through, I would say the most dangerous is SB 14, which would deny many times life-saving health care from our trans youth in Texas.
Life-saving.
And, you know, the reason that I...
Yeah, and then just like 2 weeks ago, he says, no, I don't support sex changes for minors. It's like... So he's trying to lie. You can't. There's just too much tape on this guy.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why with that other, the political action committee, I forget what their name was, they were putting out those weird AI ads of him. It's like, don't do that.
No. Own words.
Play.
That's
his,
all you got to do.
Just.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just,
you know, there's
him,
another
things.
News article that I saw that's, you know, sort of related to this. It's a record 25 million adults under 35 are living with their parents.
What's the number again?
$25 million.
No kidding.
Yes. That's a record.
Yeah, man.
Yes. One in three young adults living at home in 2025. Yes.
Wow. I couldn't wait to get out.
Yes. I mean, a lot of people were that way. It's different now. I understand things are more expensive at the same time.
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree.
But a lot of times, a kid that's still at home, he gets to do whatever he wants. Yeah. You wanted to get out of the house.
That's the thing, right?
Because you couldn't do what you wanted to do living in that house.
Couldn't have girls over and drink kegs of beer at home. No, the old man wouldn't let me.
Right.
Brutal.
So, yeah.
On just the cost of things, too. I mean, we do have a situation right now where things that should be luxuries have become kind of necessities to do your work. And I'm talking things like the $1,000 smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of career fields where if you don't have that, it's going to be tough to keep a job.
I agree. At the same time, I've seen different people talk about, I just don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a Netflix subscription.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
They buy $6 coffees all the time. Mm-hmm. It's all this stuff that they think they need.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Yep.
Well, no. It doesn't have to be that way. Crazy. Also saw this. During the summer, the average person eats how many scoops of ice cream a week? If you had to guess.
Average person. Over a lifetime?
Just in the summertime. Oh, in the scoops summertime. Of ice cream per week.
Ooh, like once a week, two scoops of ice cream.
That's what you would say?
Yeah.
Two scoops.
I'll go with three.
You're way under. It's 11.
What?
Somebody's eating a lot more ice cream than I am.
95% of Americans admit it at least eating one scoop a week. And then you add up the totals across the country. Yeah, it's 11.4 billion pounds of ice cream over the course of the summer. So again, you're looking at, you know, in winter it's not as much, but in the summertime it's 11 scoops a week.
Well, you're an ice cream bandit. Are you still an ice cream bandit?
Not as much as I used to be. Still love it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the cholesterol, you know, that those numbers are not.
That's
not
why
really.
They got pills.
I don't want to do that.
No, I know.
You
I know.
Take them, don't you?
Well, I do now, yeah. Yeah, I had a heart attack.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to do it. Yeah. So I had to, you know, that was one of the things I had to cut down a little bit.
I may have wanted to. I should have been taking them before I had the heart attack.
That is always the amazing thing to people that listen to the show before your heart attacks.
Yeah.
You used to joke about it.
I did.
Like, the grabber, it's going to get me. And then it actually happened. It's still wild.
Doctors were foreign.
You never saw one.
No, I never did. No.
All right. News update and the five stories we're watching today coming right up.
Quiet down. Here she comes. Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots, he scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-576-2024. Don't lose hope.
TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-576-2024. That's 800-576-2024. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, and the five stories we're watching today.
One, two, three, four, five.
Number five, a national security group is urging Congress to investigate the Environmental Law Institute because, well, they were partnering with Chinese government-linked entities and at the same time training more than 2,000 American judges.
Judges.
Yes.
Training them.
Yes.
Okay.
Number four, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell, you know, he's been out just kind of, it's been mysterious other than we know that he's been in the hospital. New reporting says that he was found unconscious in his D.C. home last month and may have suffered a heart attack. Number three, Las Vegas cops busted a transgender gunman who also planned or who allegedly planned a casino massacre using this huge cache of weapons. Number two, a middle...
By the way, how much will Legacy Media cover that story?
That'll be interesting to see, right? Because on the one hand, you got the scary guns, 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 and on the other hand, well, it's a troon, you know? You can't...
Yeah.
Probably a victim. Number two, a middle-class upstate New York stay-at-home mom has been charged with, get this, allegedly supporting Palestinian Islamic Jihad in Gaza. She donated, by the way, her name, Catherine Beth Washburn, otherwise looks like a kind of normal middle-aged woman.
Okay.
Two little kids. She donated $30,000 in cryptocurrency to this extremist group. She herself is the leader of a domestic extremist group called Direct Action Movement for Palestinian Liberation, which encourages acts of violence here in the name of the Palestinian people. I'm not really sure how that's supposed to work, but wow. The online radicalization of, you know, liberal white women should be studied. University.
I was going to say, I want to see like a full report from some great investigative reporter how this happened.
How does
Love
this
to
happen?
Yep.
And then number one, per the latest New York Times poll, in every Senate battleground this cycle, most people think the Democrat Party is too extreme, really. Those are the top five stories that we're watching today. Brickhouse Nutrition designed lean for frustrated dieters with 10 pounds or more to lose. So let's get you started. 20% off plus free rush shipping. Go to takelean.com. That's MVCR at takelean.com.
Happen to see this story. This is in Switzerland. They've got their national yodeling festival.
Oh, always fun.
Big deal?
Yeah.
Well, it's hotter than Hades there, too. So you got people actually singing in fountains. I'm seeing a video right now. These are it's a group of like chubby white dudes with little black hats. They're shirtless in this tub. And they're yodeling a little bit there. You know. They got beers. They're getting after a little bit. Does that sound like yodeling?
No.
No, it doesn't.
I've like watched
like barbershop.
Three different clips of different people yodeling, and it doesn't sound like what I would consider yodeling.
No.
But apparently it is. No. Didn't you yodel once on the show, David?
Did I yodel?
Or at least attempt it?
Ugh, I don't remember that. That must have been a long time ago.
Still on the weed then? I don't remember.
Eating Taco Bell for lunch.
Well, there are different, like, American artists that can yodel.
Oh, yeah. Jewel can yodel.
That's right.
She's a yodeler.
Okay. Oh, yeah. She got, like, a whole song called Yodel, right?
I think. I mean, I know she can yodel. I've heard her do it.
Okay.
On a mountain. So gay and so free.
Gay.
Really?
There is a young man.
See, that's like the yodel.
A little bit.
Yeah. Me. Doesn't it like kick in though?
And out on the lake, we'll drift with the tide.
Don't like the whisper.
Don't do the little girl voice.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show.
Little girl yodeling is bad.
Was that too close to Billie Eilish for you?
That was very close.
All right, let's see where it goes.
Those chime bells ring.
When's the yodel?
Chime bells are ringing. Yodel 18.
Here we go. Hey, now we're kicking it in.
Mockingbirds are singing. Yodel 18.
Whoa, baby.
Oh, hush, little lover. Yodel 18. Oh, upon a summer.
It's an acquired taste, I'm guessing.
Well,
that is yodel.
There we go. Now that's what I would consider. Yeah. There was the flourish. You're digging it, Scotty.
I can tell you.
Know. The Robin's trifecta coming up in a few in a news update next.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink of my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Got the Robbins Trifecta coming up in just a few. News update, David Van Camp.
Well, I mentioned this during the top five things that we're watching today, but this is a fascinating story. It's terrifying in its own way, but this middle-class upstate New York mom has been charged with allegedly supporting Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the terrorist organization in Gaza. She donated $30,000 worth of cryptocurrency to the group. Catherine Beth Washburn, 37 years old, two little kids at home. She was messaging a fighter in Islamic Jihad, once telling him, "I wish every day were October 7th.
My goodness.
She's from a town just outside of Rochester. She's also the leader of an extremist group that formed in the wake of the attack on Israel. It's an anti-Israel group. Yeah, that's what how they frame it, right? Anti-Israel. But no, she hates the Jews in general. It's called Direct Action Movement for Palestinian Liberation. They reject peaceful protests and encourage sabotage and property destruction. Old media posts show her as the mother of two children, smiling with her husband. She lives in a $280,000 three-bedroom house and appears to have spent significant time in the small town of Dansville. However, her social media accounts are now filled with pics of her wearing a hijab and a bunch of rants about Israel and the Jews. It's unclear whether she converted to Islam or exactly when she became radicalized. Her messages with the terrorist, she said, "If I lived in Gaza, I would fight alongside the resistance." She also said she hated the Jews very much and wished Israel would disappear. And I'm seeing a photo of her, and it's like just kind of a normal-looking middle-aged woman there with her husband. They got two little kids. They're hanging out.
She's married?
Yes.
What's his story?
I don't know.
That's fun.
Did he know? Did he not notice, like, $30,000 going? Because, like, you know, they're solidly in the middle class, and most people don't just have $30,000 laying around to donate to a terrorist organization. She also said, "I feel excited every time I see news of the killing of an occupation soldier." In a November 2025 message, she predicted, funny enough, that she would be facing hard time for her involvement with this domestic extremist group, saying, "Based on my past fundraising and posting, I'm going to get put away for a few lifetimes," with a laughing emoji. I don't think she's laughing now.
Probably not.
Yeah.
The husband?
Well, you got to wonder, is he a nut too? Got to be. Because if he's not...
You're yelling up the stairs, "Honey, he's got a box of hijabs. What's that all about?"
Is this some role-playing thing?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's, can imagine. This guy, what, he goes to work? He's like, "You know, I know you had a problem with your wife when she was hanging out with the ladies, I don't know, at the salon a lot, and she was drinking some more wine and going out more. And you were a little concerned by that? Well, I have a concern of my own. She's given a lot of money to jihad, sending it crypto overseas to Gaza." Wow, how do you tell your friend what to do with that? Might want to go to the counselor.
That's a story.
The counselor, that'd be a head-scratcher, wouldn't it?
That's a story topper for sure right there for that guy.
No kidding.
Could be. Wow. She's just home alone, plugged the kids into the iPad, basically, and then she's online talking to a freaking terrorist in Gaza.
Yes.
"Honey, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine." Well, we call him the butcher. That's no
good. That is nuts, man. Yeah. Reminds me of this piece. This was David Strom the other day from Hot Air. Are the Islamists or the communists in the driver's seat for the Democratic Party? Because right now there's like a coexisting thing going on.
Well, I would say the answer is yes.
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
Because
they are.
They both see the other as allies right now.
Yeah.
But there's one group that sees the other as allies right now.
Yeah.
But then we'll be ready to take them out when they're no longer useful.
Sure, for sure.
And that would be the Islamists. Mm-hmm. Man, it's really something. But the whole Palestinian issue is the unifying force right now. And that's sort of the litmus test for with a lot of Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
Who thought we'd be here 3 years ago?
Not me.
It is crazy.
There's always the fringe kooky kooks, you know? But you never thought they'd mainstream it.
Yeah, but there's way more than people ever thought, too.
Yeah, I know. But it's just like, you know, I always thought people will stop this. They're not going to let this happen.
But
naively, yes.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The next several months is going to be fascinating. All right, you ready for your big three?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two, buckle my shoe off.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, Scott Robbins' top three stories helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem.
Not a communist, by the way.
No way.
I know. You made lot of money not being a communist. That's right.
Three.
Number three, lawmakers in California are embracing Islam.
Yeah, they're advancing a new bill that would establish two Muslim holidays, state holidays, make them state holidays.
What the hell's going on here?
They authorize the state to develop a new model curriculum for students, too, so they can partake in these as well.
No.
Well, yeah. Right. The bill, AB 2017, passed the state assembly, 94-1 vote, by the way. In advance to the Senate Appropriation Committee.
Jeez.
So there'll be a couple of holidays there, and they'll, I guess, they're big deals within the Muslim world. I know nothing about them, but they're going to try to take those off, and those are going to be part of the state holidays. And the students will be instructed by their teachers in school to what these holidays mean and how important they are. There you go.
Wow, man.
California.
Suicide March.
Now, on with the countdown.
Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day, up to number...
two.
Muslims make up 1.27% of the population, by the way, in California. Interesting.
But they got people that are in the positions to put this stuff forth, and boy, you don't want to be called Islamophobic.
No, you do not.
Nope.
Number two, New York City needs more money for schools.
Yeah, you know, one of the candidates there, the socialist, that Chevalier that we were talking about earlier, she campaigned on what we need is a mentality of people over profit. You can't tell me there's no money for schools. There's no money to address childhood poverty. There's no money to address the housing crisis.
They're already spending it.
While voting time and time again to send billions to a war machine to a country that's currently enacting a genocide. That, of course, would be the Jews. Now, Mary Catherine Hamm followed up and said, no money for schools. New York City has a $43 billion school system whose funding has gone up as enrollment has gone down. It has the highest per student expenditure in the nation at $40,000 a year per student. Meanwhile, 28 to 29% of students test proficient in math and reading. That's it.
Yeah.
No results, lots of money. Only the school system that could that happen. In New York City.
And the countdown continues.
But the problem is we need more money.
And the countdown continues.
The Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day.
Over and over again. Yeah, I know.
Number one, as usual, that thing that never happens actually happened.
Yeah, the story in New York, too. They could be moving ahead. First in the nation ban on natural gas. Remember how we were told that's not going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to do that. Well, they are. The ruling issued Tuesday by the U.S. Court of Appeals Second Circuit rejected a lawsuit by natural gas industry groups challenging a provision of New York's All-Electric Buildings Act, which would ban gas hookups in new buildings under seven stories, among other restrictions. They're not going to ban you. That's a lie. A coalition of construction and trade groups sued to block the law, saying it conflicts with the federal law under the 1975 Energy Policy and Conservation Act, and would do nothing but drive up costs for businesses and consumers. What are the odds that this, if successful, unhinged Democrats stop at new buildings? They won't. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it.
Oh, gosh.
But for years, we were told how nutty we were to think that.
Yes.
That's not going to happen. That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Until it does.
Or freezing the rent.
And there you have it.
That's happening now.
I know.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
I mean,
this government intervenes and says, no, we'll tell you how much you can charge.
Yes. The board voted yes.
Incredible.
And then they're going to wonder why landlords who do have vacancies are going to raise their rents.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all part of it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. As we get ready to celebrate the 250th anniversary of our country. And you know when people used to say, hey, freedom isn't free. It comes with a price.
Oh, I know.
And it takes a fight. And as a little kid, you'd hear that going, well, but everybody wants America the way it is.
we're lucky to be here. Who would have thought the way it is now with this many people that hate the country? It's kind of wild.
And by the way, not in the shadows.
Nope. They're out in the open.
Yes,
and
they are.
That's actually good because most people don't actually agree with them. I understand, like, that they're punching, they're throwing some pretty good punches right now. But most people are totally turned off by this movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is reason to be hopeful for the future because I think this is probably the closest, certainly the closest in my lifetime, that you're actually going to have communists with real power in America. But
I want to see if it gets any traction at all in any red states anywhere.
Red states.
I mean, the blue state, it's Denver, for instance. Yeah. You know, you had that happen. New York, it's happening.
Yeah, we'll see.
I have an extra.
Oh.
Oh, do you really?
Well, I did, yeah. I don't know if you want it or not.
Well, heck yeah, I want it. Casey already announced it.
Well, apparently Vince Vaughn got up and sang karaoke or some sort of, or joined an artist named Annie Bosco to sing a song that I happen to really like a lot.
Vince Vaughn.
Classic country. It's Dwight Yoakam and Buck Owens doing Streets of Bakersfield. And he did it with her. So I don't know. Should we hear it? Well, see if it's good?
Sure.
Again, now that you've
does Vince Vaughn sing?
I don't know. Guess he does.
Okay, roll it. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. See, that's the thing, man. You get up to sing. There's cameras everywhere now. That can't just be a night was out and just having fun.
Especially if you're Vince Vaughn.
Well, the important thing is he had a good time. You know?
Right.
That's the nicest thing that you can say.
David Lee Roth next.
Oh, gosh. You know what? If you had to say, what was a better performance, that or the Roth?
That was.
Yeah, I think we would agree
Roth
with that.
Is absolutely, totally embarrassing.
Yes.
It's so sad to watch.
People are still going.
They
it's
are
amazing
going.
To me. It's just kind of wild. All right. Man, this is... Somebody tried to throw a flapjack at an officer's genitals? We got Nimrods in the news and the news update coming up.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots! He scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for anyone out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-970-3355. That's 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. And if you're looking to lose some significant weight and you've heard about the needles and it somewhat looks enticing because you've seen it get results for people, but you hate needles, you've also heard about some of the, well, intense side effects that can come along with the needles, and you certainly don't want that.
No.
Depends or whatever.
No, come on. No.
You've heard about it. I'm not making that up. There is something else for you. It's called Lean.
It's a weight loss supplement. You take three of these capsules with breakfast, and you're off and running. It uses studied ingredients shown to help manage blood sugar, control appetite and cravings, and Lean supports your body to lose weight and keep that weight off.
I mean, not for the casual dieter either. So if you're one of those people, got two or three vanity pounds to lose here, Brickhouse Nutrition said, well, we designed Lean for the frustrated dieter if they got to drop 10 pounds or more. So let's get you started right now. 20% off plus free rush shipping. Simply go to takelean.com. Use the promo code MVCR. Add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. That's MVCR at takelean.com.
News update, David Van Camp.
Just saw some video of people who were, taking film as they were on the golf course. The guy's getting ready to take, I think it was his second shot on the hole. Mm-hmm. And you got a woman off to his, kind of standing off to his right, but technically in front of him, but to the side, right?
Yeah, but that's Shanks territory.
And he shanked it.
Oh no.
And, here's the audio.
Oh, no.
Oh! Oh!
You okay?
I'm okay. That hurt.
Where'd it hit you?
My vagina.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no! Are you okay?
And she's fine.
Oh, gosh.
It got her right there.
Oh.
Now, if that's a guy, it's a different story altogether.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's dropped right there.
Oh, he's... He's going home in a body bag. He's,
oh, yeah.
He's like, that's it. No more golf for me.
It's a story for another time. I will never forget playing with a couple of buddies, one being the legendary Big Kev, my buddy.
Yeah.
And another guy was so mad after chili chunking a wedge shot, he just randomly turned to whip his club to throw it. He didn't know Kevin was standing there. And the iron part of the club hit him right in the head.
Oh.
Right under his eye.
Dang.
We had to take him to the ER. He was fine, but he was bleeding all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. It was awful.
Dangerous game.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
You got
to
be careful.
Well, and we're driving back. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Big have had one of the greatest lines because he took my golf towel, and it's already, like, soaked with blood. He's holding it up to his face. We have to drive by the first tee because this happened on, like, hole 11. And as we're driving by, all these guys are watching, like, what's going on? And he just looks up at him, and he goes, full contact golf. Which was...
Yeah.
He never lost a sense of humor.
Well, that's good.
All right, we got to go to Nimrod.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's in the News. We go to the UK where I see the story of this 29-year-old guy named Kristen Naylor. Is in a bunch of trouble. First, he assaulted his father, punched him repeatedly. It was a fight over his dogs, the 29-year-old's dogs. Okay, not over his dad naming him Kristen. Anyway, after that happened, the mom calls the cops. Cops get there, and as it says in the story, it did prove to be obstructive while getting placed into the van. Once at the police station, he was provided a pot noodle and flapjack. Like something to eat? Well, he threw the pot noodle at the officer, missed, but flapjack right to the genitals of the officer.
Ow!
He now cannot drink for 3 months. And that's Nimrod's in the News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.